This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Price of big box stores. They've got big name brands like Apple, Dell, Hewlett Packard, Toshiba, Lenovo, and more. And if you're a gamer or know someone who is, like my sons, Cooper is the best in the city at building and customizing a complete gaming system to fit your needs within your budget. So call Lee and Lauren Cooper at 360-9679. That's 360-9679. Or just stop in and visit them in the Mount Moriah office park.
JJ Hottail here for Direct Auto and Life Insurance. You wouldn't go to the beach without sunscreen.
Ow!
So why go driving without auto insurance? Maybe you think because you have a lapse in coverage, you can't get a great rate. Well, put your sunscreen on and head over to Direct Auto to speak with a friendly local agent near you. Don't go without. Go with Direct. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville, Tennessee. Premium pay plans vary. Costs may vary based on how you buy.
Now at Kroger, you can earn 3 times the fuel points on produce. Just download your digital coupon at Kroger.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. At Kroger.
It's here. The 2018 Ford F-150 XLT. The truck you've always wanted. Now with an offer you'd never expect. For a limited time, get a premium leather interior and a full spray-on or drop-in bed liner at no extra charge. The luxury you want with an offer you can't pass up. Hurry, this no-charge premium leather and liner offer ends soon. Catskin premium leather valued at $1,695. Bed liner $450 equals total package value of $2,145. See your Ford dealer for details.
Every day the unstoppable, do the impossible, we the undeniable, royalty indefinable.
Ford knows that your vehicle is a reflection of you, so they design beautifully innovative, stylish cars like the Explorer, Escape, and Fusion to make your journey safer, smarter, and more dynamic. Ford, born to roll.
Roll on, sister, roll on, roll on.
Learn more at IamBornToRoll.com.
Main Event throws epic birthday parties with arcade games, bowling, laser tag, and more. So give your kids the birthday party they'll never forget. For the most birthday fun under one roof, come to Main Event. Book today at MainEvent.com.
Whether you're a teen learning to drive or a seasoned pro, we could all use some feedback from time to time. And with DriveWise from Allstate, you'll have it. Real-time feedback plus driving tips sent right to your phone. So download the Allstate app, activate DriveWise, and get on the road to safer driving.
Talk to a Memphis area Allstate agent today to find out how DriveWise can save you up to 20% on car insurance. DriveWise insurance feature is optional. Savings based on driving behavior, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Smartphone required.
Are you in good hands?
Did you forget someone or need a few more gifts for friends or coworkers? It's not too late. Massage Envy Spa has 4 convenient locations where you can buy gift cards in any amount. Our licensed massage therapists will massage the stress away. Stop by Massage Envy Spa and solve your final gift-giving problems today in Collierville at Carriage Crossing, at Poplar at Exeter, and in Midtown on Union Avenue, and our newest location in Cordova on Germantown Parkway. It's not too late to give the gift of Massage Envy Spa.
Join your Memphis Grizzlies as they take on the Washington Wizards Tuesday, October 30th at 7 p.m. All fans in attendance receive a 2018-19 Grizzlies Magnet Schedule presented by Pinnacle Financial Partners. Get tickets at 901-888-HOOP or Grizzlies.com today and get Memphis.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the Radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis' sports station. National contest, data message rates apply.
Now, it's Memphis Money Madness. Penny, hoops, and cash. All month long. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Here's this hour's code word.
Money. Where's all the money gone?
That's right. It's time for the 10 o'clock hour cash code here on the Jeff Calkins Show. Text RED. Text R-E-D. RED, as in the color red. Text RED, R-E-D, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You're automatically entered if you text RED, R-E-D, to 72881. Your next chance to win is right before the 11 o'clock hour gets going, when Bennett Doyle will give you another Money Madness cash code right before the Jason and John Show. Again, one last time, text RED, R-E-D, to 72881. Text RED to 72881. Good luck.
AM and 92.9 ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The other side of daytime, but if you've ever waited for the sun, you know what it's like.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, Chris Hankins in studio. Let's do this.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris, what are we listening to?
Seems Like a Long Time by Rod Stewart from his great early 70s album, Every Picture Tells a Story. This is in tribute to the long time it's been since the Grizzlies had a winning record in the NBA standings. It's been nearly a year, more than 11 months. Since you could pull up the NBA standings and see the Grizzlies in the black.
Two questions. Was Rod Stewart good?
Rod Stewart was great for a brief window. This is my opinion. Rod Stewart was great for a brief window of time. His stuff with the Faces, and then when he went solo, the first three or four solo albums in the 70s are terrific. And Every Picture Tells a Story is a classic, all-time classic album. He got a little self-parody-esque a little bit once you get into the disco era in the 80s and
it's
all that.
It's a hard egg. Is that, no, that's not him. What did he sing? What was this? What did he sing? Did he sing?
Maggie May.
Maggie May
is on Every Picture Tells a Story. Every Picture Tells a Story is an all-time classic rock record.
Okay. And then secondly, I think you actually identified the date. Was it November? You did.
November 15th.
I remind people that if you want to read the Daily Memphian, you can go to dailymemphian.com and sign up. It's just $7 a month.
You can do that.
And you should do that. You can also read Chris's piece. I've tweeted it out, and it's up there at dailymemphian.com. That was not a day where they won to get to 500.
No,
they woke up at 500.
They were 7-6 that day, and I don't remember what the game was, but they lost the game that night to get to 7-7, and then they were never above 500.
And now here we are.
Here we are.
500.
2-1.
How, at what point, so you're watching this sucker unfold last night.
Right.
Like, what was your feeling as you're watching it unfold?
You know, it was sort of what you should have expected a Grizzlies-Jazz game to be.
Right.
But the way the season started, I don't think anyone expected it to be like that, you know, both in terms of the competitiveness and in terms of just the in-the-mud of it, which is normal for Grizzlies-Jazz games the last few years. But the Jazz scored 123 both of their first two games. Grizzlies just scored 131. And Kevin Pelton had just written in a column for ESPN that the first week of the season, the scoring rate week one was at a higher rate than any time since, like, 1970, right? And so just the whole league's going haywire, and that was a good old Grizzlies-Jazz slobber knocker. Like, just two big centers controlling the paint and everybody fighting in the thin air. And by the end of the game, looks like everyone's just trying to make it up and down the floor.
And Mark,
right?
Getting the better of Rudy Gobert. That was nice, too.
Yeah, that was nice.
There were a lot of interesting things. Once again, it was, you talked about, in the Atlanta game, and this was certainly true again last night, that it was tilted towards Mark and Mark.
Yes. And that's really, if I have a primary takeaway from that game, it is this. It is a confirmation, like I wouldn't change my win projection today. But what I've seen so far confirms for me my fundamental belief about the team, which is one of the reasons I am over like the Vegas projections and the conventional wisdom, which is that I still believe that Mike Conley and Marc Gasol on the floor together will win basketball games.
Right.
They have, for 10 years, the Grizzlies have been 500 or better for 10 straight years in the games that those two players are on the floor. I think that's still going to be true this season. The problem is how many games are they going to play together? Because they played all three so far. They're not going to play all 82 together.
Right.
And that is, really, that is the question.
And there's no before, if Mark or Mike was out, you still had Z-Bow.
Zach Randolph and Zach Randolph.
Yeah, I mean, Tony could error. Maybe just, yes. maybe Tony could exert his will over the game or something else. Now, we saw it last night. Mark goes out with foul trouble, and you're like, holy.
Yeah. And the big question, I did this first on the radio, the show, I think, and I wrote about it at some point in my preseason stuff, that 10 years together, the first 5 years, they were almost always on the floor together. Right. And these past 5 years, they've averaged, you know, 25 or whatever games a season without both on the floor. And to me, the biggest question for the Grizzlies this season is how many games are you going to play without both on the floor? Are you going to play 10 without both on the floor, or are you going to play 30 without both on the floor?
Right.
That's the fundamental question. To me.
You talked about the usage rate in the first, in game one.
Yep.
Last night for Mike was 34%, which is
high.
Yeah. Really high.
That's like Westbrookian, basically.
Yeah, Westbrookian. And, I mean, he was exhausted, as you pointed, like, for the
post-game. Yeah, he looked like in the post-game interview, he was totally spent.
But he's still 5 of 5 from the line in the fourth quarter, even though he was totally
spent. Hit that little floater, which was probably the key play to sort of holding off the late Jazz charge. And so, yeah, and that I think that game looked like what you expect, looked like close to what you expect a good Grizzlies team to be this season. You got Marc Gasol and Mike Conley playing well together and controlling the game. You got good team defense. Now, what you didn't get, what you hope to add to that, and you know, is you didn't get other guys making shots. Like if Garrett, you take that same game and Garrett Temple makes a couple threes and Jaren Jackson makes a three, and you know, and then now instead of, you know, 92, you're at 105, and your defense is that's sort of what, you know, if you're realistically thinking what would a good Grizzlies team look like, it is what you saw last night, but with better shooting around them.
You had, as expected, Jaren Jackson Jr. gets in the starting lineup. He's put in the starting lineup, and he was 11-7 in 27 minutes. Again, though, looked really skilled. Like with his left hand going at Favors immediately.
Well, Favors
with his right hand.
Yeah.
He did that long Euro step, the length of the court deal.
Derek Favors is a good defender, and he handled Favors. There was a one time where Favors sort of, you know, got caught onto the move and blocked him pretty good, but he definitely held his own against a good defender down on the block. You know, his shot wasn't falling. It was 0-for-4 from three, but they were all open.
That was good.
They were all open.
Those,
that's exactly right. I want him taking those shots. I want him taking 3 or 4 threes a game if he's getting open looks, and so I want that to continue happening. You know,
are they better? Is that, do you think he's? Forget, I mean, they're obviously better if they have Jermichael Green because there's another big,
right?
But are they better? Is Jaren Jackson better? He's better.
Well, he will be better if he's not already.
I think he's already.
He might be. He might already be better. I don't think he will be as, I don't know. It's not like Jermichael Green's all that consistent either, but I think it would vary game to game.
Right.
But, you know, I as I've always said, on the front end, it was a low-stakes decision because there's plenty of minutes for both. I don't think you're going to see Jaren Jackson playing 35 minutes many nights as a rookie. And you're probably not going to see Marc Gasol playing 35 minutes many nights. And so you need a third big. And they didn't play Ivan Rabb in that game. I mean, they got through it okay. I mean, he staggered, actually tracked the front court combinations, decided not to write it for last night. But he, you know, he started the first and the second halves with Gasol and Jackson together. But then the rest of those halves, he mostly kept them apart so he could. So you always had one on the floor. So when Gasol was off, Jackson was at center, and the power forward minutes really went heavily to Kyle Anderson and Omri Caspi. And you saw a lot of those combinations. And I thought it worked generally pretty well. I mean, you didn't have Chandler Parsons as an option coming back into the rotation because he only had the first run as a starter, and then he was out for the game. They didn't want to play Ivan Rabb for whatever reason. I think you can get by with that rotation when all four of those guys are available. But it's like I said yesterday. I mean, the real problem is when another domino drops.
Well, okay, so you had I don't know that we're counting Chandler Parsons as a domino, but he goes out as well with a sore knee. And Dylan Brooks goes into the starting lineup to start the second half. Looked good in the second half. I don't know if any of that's connected with being in the starting lineup or whatever, but I thought it was a pretty good game by Dylan Brooks, particularly in the second half.
Well, I said, I think last week, before any of that, that I would rather see Dylan Brooks starting at the three than Chandler Parsons anyway. That's an upgrade to me. And so, you know, we don't know anything about the extent of, you know, it was both soreness, not necessarily injury, but soreness. We don't really know what that means going forward. Obviously, there's a big history with Chandler Parsons in that regard.
Right.
But for me, like, an extended absence by Dylan Brooks would bother me more than an extended absence by Chandler Parsons, even though Parsons has been right. in the starting lineup and Brooks has not been in the rotation.
Right.
Because I think they will get more going forward from
Brooks. Brooks out, obviously, with his foot, too. So we just don't know what's right. happening with Brooks or with Parsons. But if he can come back, like, that's – if it's Jaren and Brooks – and Garrett Temple and Mark and Mike,
that could be your lineup for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Easily. That could be your starting lineup for the rest of the season. Yeah.
You then, the Kyle Anderson thing's interesting. It doesn't really feel like they've still figured that out.
No, but he's having moments.
His hands, he's got magician hands. Yes.
Long arms, quick hands. He's a good passer. He gets steals. I feel good about him generally. He'll come along. I think they always had the idea of him playing a lot at the four eventually, and these injuries have sort of, you know, accelerated the timetable on that. And so, and him playing him at the four sort of, you know, if you're not going to play him on the ball as ostensibly a point guard, then going all the way the other way and playing him at the four sort of minimizes the shooting problems a little bit.
Right. We're having more, we see more evidence of JB's faith in Shelvin Mack again last night. And Shelvin, he had two big threes.
He was good last night.
He was good last night. Does it bother you that he plays and Andrew Harrison plays no minutes and he plays? I mean, you're the developing talent. You always talk about developing talent.
It does a little bit because I'm not convinced that Mack is, if you put them both, gave them the same minutes going forward, you know, in the same circumstance, you know, I'm not convinced Mack would be the better player, especially when you consider there are two ends of the floor. I think Harrison is much, much better defensively than Shelvin Mack. And I think Harrison was on a trajectory that was still moving upward a little bit, and Mack was plateauing, if not moving down. And so but I don't know what they're seeing in practice either.
Right.
So we'll see.
And what
it's a long season.
What do we think of – I mean, I will say we are seeing early returns on the let's get some depth, like from the front office. There's no question. We're seeing early.
No, Caspi has helped
them. Caspi's helped them.
Temple's helped them.
You know, Seldon was up and down. He made some bad plays, but he made some good plays last night, too. I think his athleticism
out there when they were playing small was helpful to them. And they just have options. Like, they barely played Marshawn Brooks at this point.
I was going to ask you, where do you think, where does, who knows where anything fits in anything, right. and who knows who's healthy, but where does Seldon and Marshawn Brooks fit in now?
I have not been quite as high on the idea of Brooks as some people, I don't think. I've obviously wanted Seldon to sort of get some minutes. I think they want to be good defensively, and I don't think Marshawn Brooks is going to help them be good defensively. And so I think they're better off defensively playing Dylan Brooks, playing Wayne Seldon, playing Andrew Harrison. The question is, are you going to get enough offensively, or is your offense going to be so bad you need Marshawn Brooks to come off the bench and freelance and go one-on-one and get buckets? And that's the question. If you just have to have the guy coming off the bench going one-on-one getting buckets, that's what he's there for. But your hope is that you're good enough as a team that you can get by without that. And right. that was the case last night.
Okay, so you would project the Grizzlies exactly where you projected the Grizzlies. Obviously, you wouldn't have projected that victory, but now having watched...
I wouldn't change it. We're three games in. Again, I think the question is, how are we going to get a full season of this from Gasol and Conley? Because I think what you saw last night is real Gasol and Conley and real Gasol and Conley together. The question... And if you get that, you're a playoff team to you. You're a competitive team. You're like a team that's, you know... That's keeping your head above water, and you got a puncher's chance, et cetera, et cetera. The question is, what happens in the games, and they will come when you don't have both of those players.
Okay, and then looking around the rest of the Western Conference, we have the Lakers at 0-3.
Yeah, that's great.
I admire your disdain for the Lakers, even if Bob Mayer does not.
Thunder 0-3, that's good too.
And the Thunder. So we taking any? What do we make of either of those? Both of those are good. Yes.
I think in the lead up to the season that I felt like the barrier to entry for playoffs in the West was still higher than the East, but it was getting lower by the day. And that's certainly what it looks like right now. It doesn't look like it's going to take 47 wins to get the 8th seed. Or 40, maybe even not 46 or 45. And so that's good for the Grizzlies. Whoever it is that you have to pass to get to the 8, I think the bar is lowering, and so I think that's good. Denver looks really good. New Orleans, they've only played two games, I think, but New Orleans looks incredible. They have a sort of a similar question at a higher level than the Grizzlies of how many games are they going to get from their best players. But, you know, even if Denver and New Orleans keep it up and, you know, Houston has struggled a little bit, Utah, you know, I had those five teams as the top five. But, you know, I don't think the door is going to close. If you can stay competitive, the door's not going to close for a long time. And so if your goal, you hope to make the playoffs, but really you want to be playing meaningful basketball deep into the spring, I think you feel better about that today, given both how the Grizzlies have started and
how they're going. It is funny, though. You look around, and it's – I mean, I assume the Lakers are going to figure it out. Don't you assume the Lakers – I mean, A, like last night they played without Brand –
I think they'll figure it out. But, again, my point is that if the barrier – if 43 gets you in rather than 47, like that, right. that elongates the period where you can feel like you're in the race, right?
Mavericks are 2-1. Spurs are 2-1. T-Wolves are 2-2. I mean, Clipper, yeah.
The Wolves are weird.
Trailblazers, 2-1.
This Jimmy Butler trade, I don't know what's going on.
He's
playing well.
He's playing well. And I heard Woj on with Gary yesterday, and his view fundamentally was that when Butler was healthy last year,
they were like a 50-win
team. They were
the
third seed in the West.
Yeah.
And so he just wants to win games. Right. And he didn't, and they didn't like each other last year either.
Right.
Like Butler and the young guys didn't like each other last year. And
the difference
he's
going
to hang on until the owner tells him he has to trade him.
Well, the difference is they're a year closer to him just walking for nothing.
By the end, you have to get rid of him by the trade deadline or he'll walk for nothing.
Yeah.
But his point was Tibbs just want him in the lineup and playing. And they're going to go ahead and play him as long as – that was what Woj sort of was suggesting yesterday. They're just going to go ahead and play him as long as they can play him. In terms of the rookies –
it was a good draft.
It was a good draft.
I tried to tell everybody it was a good draft.
There were those out there who wanted to trade the first round pick.
Chris Vernon and I don't disagree with each other as much as we used to. We used to scream at each other every week. we tend to agree much more now, but that was one where we were yelling at each other. And he was, this draft is terrible, trade the pick. And I was telling him, I told him this is a really good draft. And I wrote, one of the last pieces I wrote for the CA was about the draft. It was about how this is a good year to be bad because there aren't landmines. There's no Dragan Bender out there. Like, all these players are high probability of being good. That doesn't mean they'll all be good, but they were all high probability players. And I think they all look good. You can go down 5, 6, 7 in the draft.
You would say in a redraft, Bagley might be the one who would not go 2.
Yeah, but he still looks good.
But he's still good. Like, he's averaging whatever.
And even you get outside the top 5, like, you know, Bamba I think is going to be good, and Carter's going to be good. Like, I think you have to get down to 8 with Colin Sexton where I'm like, maybe he's a bench player for his career, right? And it's even that is early to say, but 1 through 5, Ayton, Bagley, Doncic, Jackson, Trae Young, they all look good. The worst best game from any of those five is Marvin Bagley getting 19-8 off the bench.
He had a game where he got 6.
Yeah, teams have only played 2, 3, 4 games.
Right.
So you look at the best game each rookie has had, like what have you shown you can do? All of them have had a game of that or better.
Right.
It's a good rookie class.
It is a good rookie class. And now Sacramento's next. What's that looking like?
You know, they've been kind of competitive. They're 1-2. They played Utah tight. Bagley's coming off the bench. De'Aaron Fox looks better in year 2. That could be a pretty competitive game. I wouldn't take it for granted. But the other thing about that is they're playing tonight in Denver, and then they're flying home. That's a short flight, Denver to Sacramento. But you're playing in the high altitude of Denver, and then you're flying home. It's the second night of a back-to-back for Sacramento. The Grizzlies will have a day's rest. That should work in the Grizzlies' favor.
Chris, thanks very much. Again, people can read his stuff at dailymemphian.com. His piece on last night's game is up right now, and I've tweeted out, and Chris has tweeted out. We're going to take a break, come back, and do NFL Big Facts. Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity System. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at CHOATESHVAC.com for more information. And remember, Choates, let our family serve your family.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Ready for some good news? Life insurance is more affordable than you think. Ready for some even better news? Your coverage can start today. An eFinancial agent is ready to help you select the right policy from the most trusted life insurance companies. And it's all done over the phone. One call, and you're on the way to the protection your family needs. Call 1-866-244-5580 to get covered today. Or get a quote at eFinancial.com.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offers 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-375-2621. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-375-2621 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-375-2621 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-375-2621.
Make it a Tomahawk Tuesday at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Two salads, a 35-ounce prime tomahawk, two sides, and two desserts for just $120 on Tuesdays.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, Jeff, let's start here. Amari Cooper has been traded for a first-round draft pick.
Well, I get big fat.
What did you, what was your instant reaction to that?
Why would you trade a first-round draft pick if you held a draft yesterday and Amari Cooper wouldn't go in the first round?
It is astonishing.
Like, it makes zero sense to me.
I mean, listen, I don't mind the Cowboys acquiring Amari Cooper. That seems fine, right? They're acquiring Amari Cooper. Typically, the way it works with first-round draft picks who are later dealt is it's because they didn't quite work out and someone else is taking a shot, and so you are getting a discount, right?
Correct.
This year...
Josh Gordon.
Yeah. Well, I mean... You know,
he wasn't first-round, but same idea.
But what's his name? The guy the Browns traded...
Corey Coleman.
Yeah. Now, Amari Cooper's better than Corey Coleman. There's no question about that. But you get him for a third, or at best a second.
Yes, like
It's unbelievable.
You never trade a first-round draft pick unless you did a redraft that day in the NFL, and that guy'd go for a first-round pick.
In 12 of the last 20 games he's played, he had three or fewer catches. He has 60 or more receiving yards in just 7 of the last 28 games played. And this year, 22 catches for 280 yards.
And in the last
last year, it's not just, everyone's like, it's Gruden. No, it's not just Gruden. Last year in 14 games, had 680 yards receiving.
And in the last 20 games, he has 8 drops, which would be second in the NFL.
Plus, he's not cheap.
No.
Because it's his fourth season. His fifth-year option next year is going to have a base salary of, ready, $13.9 million. Whole thing makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, this may be the first smart thing that that Gruden has done. I mean, the fact that you're able to get a first for Amari Cooper is unbelievable. Now, it also means the Raiders are tanking. I mean, even though he's not great, it does mean they are tanking. Here's the problem from the Bucs perspective. Gruden.
You mean the Raiders perspective?
I mean, no. From the Raiders perspective. Yeah, I keep saying that. Gruden in Tampa Bay, 61 picks in 7 seasons.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Of the 61 picks, 3 became Pro Bowlers.
Mm-hmm.
Davin Joseph, Aqib Talib, and Jeremy Zuta. But only one of those a Pro Bowler in Tampa.
Yeah, and the biggest problem he has is he's still yet to develop a quarterback in his career.
Yeah, so now they got 3 picks. You know, honestly, like that would give me. It is amazing to think that this team that was on the quote unquote on the cusp is now just in straight teardown rebuild mode.
Yeah, and I would presume Derek Carr is next.
Do you think he's going to get dealt?
Yeah,
I don't know what happens there financially with the.
I think he'll get dealt. I don't. It wouldn't surprise me if it wasn't until the offseason, but yes, I think he'll be dealt.
And they're just going to start all over again.
Correct.
Did you see the news that Justin Herbert may be returning to Oregon? Now, they always say that. Once you find out that he may be the number one pick, and he may well be the number one pick, that can change your mind.
For him, I don't think it's the worst because I don't think he's anywhere remotely near a finished product.
What year is Tua's a sophomore?
Correct. True sophomore.
Next year, this year, Justin Herbert would be the first quarterback taken.
I think that's probably fair.
Justin Herbert is not going to be the first year quarterback taken.
I think that's fair.
I mean, Haskins is a sophomore.
Redshirt sophomore, I believe.
I mean, either both of those guys could be coming out next year. So, I mean, maybe it doesn't matter. Like, quarterback actually is a position where I think developing in college makes a difference.
Well, it's a rep thing.
Right. It's a rep thing. Astonishing. I mean, astonishing. It totally has Jerry Jones written all over it, though, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It's so obvious. It's the classic.
He's got a name.
Exactly. It's the I want this guy. I'm going to get this guy. It's paying for Deion Sanders. It's trading a first-round draft pick for Amari Cooper.
No, if you're John Martin, you got to be happy with this.
Oh, yes. It doesn't take the sting out of Khalil Mack any less.
No.
But at least it helps.
Well, and now, you know, there's a plan. The plan is the teardown, right?
Sure.
I mean, that's the plan. And that, you know what it does? It gives John Gruden more time.
That's exactly what it does.
You know, he said, I came in here. We weren't really going to achieve at a high level. And I'm going to, now you won't have to reevaluate John Gruden for 4 years.
Love that move.
Great move. Okay, what's next?
Jeff, Pat Shermer says that he was right to go for 2.
What did you think? So, goes for 2.
Yeah, I understand.
And the circumstances were.
They were down 8 with 4, I think 4:45 to go in the game.
Right.
And I do understand from the analytic approach, I get the concept of why you go for 2.
The concept is this, is that you know whether you're going to make it or not. Like, if you wait and go for 2 at the end, you don't know whether you're going to make it or not.
No, the concept is you go for 2. That way, you only have to get 2 field goals. So, it presupposes 2 issues. Number one, there needed to be more time on the clock, in my opinion. This makes better sense when you go for two with like 7 or 8 minutes left, when you know for sure there's a decent chance you get two possessions. So the idea is, in the NFL, it's much easier to get a field goal than it is to get a touchdown. And if you have two possessions, you are likely to get two field goals. You are unlikely in those two possessions to get the touchdown. So the reason why you go for two is you cut it to six to give yourself the opportunity to kick the two field goals to tie the game. The problem is, it presupposes two things. Number one, it presupposes you being able to get two possessions, which with 4:45 on the clock, I don't think that's likely.
Right.
And then number two, it also presupposes that you have at least an average offense, which the New York Giants don't have.
Right. It all became moot because the they got a field goal anyway.
But everyone still was yelling and screaming.
And
yes,
then,
last
and then,
night was like the perfect Giants night for me, in which everyone invaded my little. I hate when my team plays on national TV because I need skin grafts for the amount of takes that I've gotten because I'm just on fire from everything last night.
And then he also got criticism for they're down 23-12. They have the ball on the one with 45 seconds
correct.
Left.
And he called two quarterbacks.
And he called two quarterbacks.
Which
sneaks.
Analytically, the easiest way to get a yard.
Right.
Is a quarterback sneak.
Right, but I don't...
But that also presupposes you don't have a horrific offensive line.
And also, I mean, you obviously ran off clock, but I don't care about that. They weren't winning at that point. Like,
no.
It didn't matter. Like, that was totally...
I was more upset about
totally
the
moved.
Pathetic attempt at an onside kick.
Right. Your Giants, by the way, since 2012,
mm-hmm.
trailing on the road. And there's some good teams since 2012.
Sure.
They are 0-28 trailing at halftime on the road. If they are trailing at halftime on the road since 2012, they are 0-28. They can be trailing by a point, by 2 points, by 3 points.
Yep.
They're not winning that game.
Howie and I talked about it on Twitter last night. The best part is there's no hope, period. Like, this team was...
Howie's a Giants fan.
Yeah. Oh. This team was put together to win now. They can't do that.
That's what's sad
yes,
about this.
Yes, it's awful. There's no plan.
They made the decision in the offseason to go Barkley... Put talent around Eli to quote unquote win now.
Yes.
And they are horrific.
Yes.
And by the time they're good, Barkley will be
yes.
tread on us too much. Anyway, it's, that was depressing. Okay, next.
Jeff, Tom Brady says he's ready for Bills Mafia.
You know, did you see this clip? This was
so
funny.
I got it if you want to hear it.
He was leaving this was after the game. Bills, sadly, I apologize to all of you in advance. It's Bills Patriots. Monday night is the next Monday night game.
Nothing can be worse than last night.
Maybe. Bills are the worst offense in a long time.
Giants are right there nipping at their heels.
Anyway, this is Tom Brady.
Another great win. 5-2. Got to get 6-2, my boy LG.
6-2 on the way.
Woo! Bills Mafia, here we come.
Is that I actually listen? They're going to destroy the Bills, right? The Bills can't score. They're going to destroy the Bills. They always destroy the Bills. Okay. I actually think that is somewhat trolling, but I actually think it's a sign of respect.
Completely agree.
I mean, there's one thing you know about the Bills.
They jump through tables.
Things. They blow.
Yes.
They have no quarterback. They're
yes.
terrible at quarterback. They're not good at football.
Yes.
They're an embarrassment of a football
Salty
team.
Salty defense.
But the other thing you know about them is they've got kind of crazy fans.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the fact for him to shout, I think that was more of a tip of the cap and a shout out to the Bills fans than it was mockery.
Completely agree.
Something for
he
me.
First off, he called them by name.
He knows their name.
Exactly.
Yes. Like that. Yeah. One of the things like John Calipari would never do was to say my name.
Exactly.
I actually had dinner the other day with Tim Sullivan, who's a columnist in Louisville. He was in town, and he said John finally calls him by his name.
Ah.
So, John Calipari. So yeah. He knows their name, and he knows. Yeah. I thought it was.
I think that was a sign of respect.
It was, to me, a great sign of respect. And so, you know what? That's my favorite Tom Brady moment of all time. It's a low bar.
There's few and far between.
It's a low bar, but it's my favorite Tom Brady. He's saying the Bills suck. We're gonna destroy them.
We're coming
but I
for
do kind of have respect for you crazy lunatics who jump through tables.
Right. Jeff, Adam Thielen is the fifth player in NFL history with a streak of seven games with at least 100 yards receiving.
Well, here's what I actually was intriguing to me about that. If in the wake of the Dallas's deal for Amari Cooper, what positions do you have to spend first round draft picks on? In other words, I would actually think like receivers would be a position where it's good to go to right now receiving leading receivers in the league, right? You know, Julio Jones is a high pick, right?
First round draft pick.
What's his name in Houston?
Hopkins, DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins. Like, you get these guys who are monsters who can run.
Game breakers on the outside.
Who are massive, who, yes, they tend to be, we tend to be able to look at them and say, this guy's going to be a stud.
Right? Do you want leading by receptions or by what metric would you like?
Is it, let's just get the yeah.
Okay, so
do they tend to be? This is my question. Is that a position like we know that running backs can come from anywhere? You got the Todd Gurleys who are drafted high, right?
Correct.
But Le'Veon Bell was not drafted a first round pick, right? So you've got all kinds there, and quarterbacks generally are drafted high. Brady is not accepted. Is receiver a position where you have to get?
So do you want leading receiver receptions by receivers or just like any pass catcher? Okay, Adam Thielen. Zach Ertz, Julio Jones.
So Zach Ertz was probably like a second.
I think Zach
round
was like
pick.
A third round pick.
He's a tight end. So Julio Jones, he was obviously a high pick.
Okay. Odell Beckham,
high pick.
Michael Thomas,
was he a high pick?
Yes, first round. I think he was like 13 or something.
Okay,
he's in the mid first round.
Yeah, mid first round.
Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, okay. We're mostly talking. Let's go receivers.
Stephon Diggs,
not a high pick.
DeAndre Hopkins,
high pick.
Davante Adams.
Not a high pick, was he?
I don't believe so. Emmanuel Sanders.
No.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
No.
Robert Woods.
No, he's a second rounder.
Jarvis Landry. I think he was another second rounder.
Yeah, so I don't actually think... To me...
I think this is more of an indictment on the way that the rules are written now. I just think it's easier to be a game breaker. I would personally not spend on a receiver.
Do you need that... That's my question. If, the Bills have no receiving at all.
Correct.
They're going to be a top five pick.
Correct.
There's pretty good receivers coming out. Obviously,
yes.
Ole Miss.
Yes.
And
I wouldn't touch any of them.
What?
I wouldn't touch any of them.
You wouldn't? There's a kid from Arizona State who's supposed to be really good.
Still wouldn't touch him. Here's my deal. Like, when it comes to...
You don't need it.
No. You know what matters more than anything? And I'm watching it, and I've been screaming from the rooftops for the past 5 years... Get a freaking good offensive line. Right. What does Belichick do every single year?
But he doesn't spend first round picks on the offensive line.
No, but he makes sure he always makes sure Tom's protected, and he doesn't spend first rounders on running backs and receivers.
What's next?
All right, let's go back to my sheet, and my sheet would now say 13 games this year have been decided on the final play.
I think that's been fun, don't you?
Absolutely. I think the NFL's been fun this year, and despite my team sucking. I think the NFL has been... I've enjoyed my Sundays watching the NFL.
Yeah, there's always been... Literally, it feels like every game... And honestly, there's been some high-profile, Pats and Chiefs. And, like, there's been some high-profile Monday night. Last night, not included. But there's been some high-profile...
I think before last Monday, there was, like, a four-game stretch of Monday night football games that all ended within a possession. Like, that's tough to do.
Right.
Jeff, Andrew Luck has thrown 15 touchdown passes in the past four games. That's more touchdown passes than the Cardinals, Titans, and Bills have combined this season.
How many do each of they have combined this season?
Cardinals have five, the Titans have five, the Bills have three.
Those have three touchdown passes in.
But they're nipping at the heels right there, the Titans.
Here's what's sad about that. I mean, good for Andrew Luck. That's been a nice story. Like,
yes.
They're not good. They obviously blew up the Bills over the weekend. Those other three teams you mentioned?
Yep.
Invested high picks in quarterback.
Yep. I think it's an interesting year because the Raiders have questions about what they're going to do, though they did just pay their quarterback. The Bucs obviously have a question about whether or not to invest long-term in their quarterback. The Titans, I do think, are likely to invest in Mariota.
Yeah, I think so.
But it's not a proven entity.
Not at all.
And then what do the Cowboys do with Dak? It could be a really fascinating offseason.
What's going to happen?
Are the Jags going to try after this year?
The Jags are going to try to do something.
Are they going to try and cut? But they paid him this year. I mean, I get it. It was a three-year deal. It was team-friendly-ish. But what do they do?
But, yeah, are people who have these quarterbacks, whether it's Jameis or whether it's Mariota or whether Dak or
Derek Carr,
who are pretty good.
Yes.
Pretty good. Are they going to generally, like if you look at Cincinnati and Dalton, if you've got pretty good, if you've got the Dolphins and Tannehill, you hang on to pretty good.
Exactly.
Pretty good is better than the abyss.
Yes, I think that.
And so I think by and large, most of those teams will.
And most NFL GMs know if they're kind of one of those franchises that's not a contender, if they get to the playoffs every year,
if you sneak in, you win nine, you're not going to get fired.
That saves your job.
The way you get fired is to win three games.
Exactly.
You get fired, and that's by going into the abyss, unless you know that you have, you know.
This is a fun one, Jeff. The Browns fall to two.
Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
How many, while we're on the subject of quarterbacks, we'll say, how many quarterbacks would you take before you took Tua? Right now, Tua, you could have Tua, okay. your quarterback, or you could have any NFL quarterback.
Okay.
How many NFL quarterbacks would you take before you took Tua?
I think this is the classic, isn't this the Phillip Rivers diagonal, in which your question is like, Phillip Rivers is kind of like where you would basically take, you take Phillip Rivers, and then after that, you probably wouldn't take anyone. So
I don't know what you mean, but anyway, forget that. Okay. Just go ahead. How many
Mahomes?
You'd clearly take Mahomes over Tua.
Drew Brees, Jared Goff.
Now, would you take Drew Brees?
Yes.
39.
Don't care. Drew Brees is still
for the rest of his. Right now, if you have a franchise, if you're the Bills, you'd rather have Drew Brees than Tua.
Yes, but I think Drew Brees at least got 3 years of him.
I wouldn't take Drew Brees over Tua.
All right, Jared Goff.
Now this depends. If it's for a year, that's different. But we're saying going forward, clearly Jared Goff. Yes, I'll say Aaron Rodgers, but.
Yeah, I would take Rodgers. I would take Cam.
You'd take Cam over Tua?
Yes.
Why?
Cam has a skill set you can't teach.
Seems to me that Tua has a skill set you can't teach.
Not like Cam. 6'6", 265.
No, different, yes.
I would take Baker, and I would take Rosen. So
you would take Rosen over Tua?
Yeah. Jeff, you make this argument how bad the Bills are. The Cardinals are every bit as bad as the Bills.
Incredible. All right. We got to take a break because we got to come back and wrap this up. I talked to Mike Norvell yesterday. We'll talk about that, among other things. Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasselton from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hey, Tennessee. GEICO presents Need to Know Information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Yesterday, I did nothing but eat potato chips and ice cream and listen to 80s emo music.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I only floss my teeth twice a year when the dentist does it for me.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important. Like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
Sometimes I act like I'm texting someone, but I'm really just taking a bunch of selfies.
And not needed. But you should know GEICO has local agents in your area that could help you find even more ways to save. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So Tennessee, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Washington, D.C., still a total mess. and Marsha Blackburn is a big part of it. During her 16 years in Congress, Marsha Blackburn has collected over $800,000 from the pharmaceutical industry. They got their money's worth when Marsha Blackburn passed legislation making it harder for the DEA to crack down on suspicious opioid shipments. Drug companies were selling huge amounts of oxycodone to shady pharmacies that were in turn selling it to whoever could pay. No real questions asked. The DEA tried to crack down, and Marsha Blackburn stopped them. 60 Minutes did a story on it. You can look it up online for yourself. After 16 years, Marsha Blackburn has become the worst of Washington. Phil Bredesen will work across party lines to change Washington.
I'm Phil Bredesen, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bredesen for Senate.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I'm often asked to describe myself. It's an interesting question. For over 30 years, my fights have been against giants, insurance companies, the makers of unsafe products, tobacco and pharmaceutical companies, BP in the great oil spill, and companies who defraud consumers and their own employees. I fight the powerful for the powerless, and our results speak for themselves. We have recovered billions and billions and billions of dollars for our clients. $1.2 billion in one case alone. I risk millions of dollars of my own money in case costs fighting these wrongdoers. I spent $10 million in Florida to pass a constitutional amendment to allow sick and injured people to use medical marijuana. I would describe myself as a fighter who hates to lose. If you want a fighter, call me on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.com.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 60 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
24-7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine with today's Perks deal. Half off $50 to Las Margaritas with 8 locations throughout the Mid-South. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
No, instead of waiting on a good day, waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen, I just said...
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. By the way, John Martin, he says this song is kind of a trigger for him. Because this is the song that we always play coming into the last segment.
Right. That's so that means he knows it's like his two-minute warning.
This is like a two-minute warning.
Yeah.
It's a good song because it sends everybody out from our show off to have a good day.
Yes.
Right?
That was the idea. That was the idea behind it.
That was the idea. You used to rotate them, and then you all of a sudden started making this consistently the last song.
Yes. Last song. Yes.
Let's wrap this baby up.
Now, it's the closing argument.
Yeah, I had a conversation with Mike Norvell yesterday. I referenced it earlier. A few things. Daryl Henderson is going to be back for East Carolina. That's good. Secondly, he is going to be taking to the friendly skies this weekend. Mike Norvell is on his chopper, which is fun. He will be in his chopper going from high school game to high school game to high school game around Memphis. So that's kind of fun. And thirdly, you know, I asked him about the season. You can read the piece over at DailyMemphian.com. And I asked him about the season. And he was in there doing self-scout. Like, he was breaking down self-scout and stuff. Like, where are we? And his basic assessment was, he certainly agrees it's disappointing. His basic assessment is, listen, we lost 2 1-point games where we lost the turnover battle. And in terms of, I asked him if this was a test, if this where they are right now is a test. Because my theory is it's kind of a test. There they are. They're at 500 this deep in the season. What's going to happen now? Is it a test? And he said this, and it wasn't even cliche when he said it. Okay, I understand it. This could sound it. He said every game is a test. He really meant it that way. He said it's a test every game. And the truth of the matter is every season you have games that you can win or lose that go into the fourth quarter. Against Southern Illinois last year, in the fourth quarter, it was a one-score game. And that they, last year, found ways to win it. They had Riley. They had Anthony Miller. They had, this leadership core. And they found ways to win it. And this year, in the 2 1-point losses, Navy and UCF, they didn't. And that doesn't, he's not counting those as W's. Those are L's. But he's basically saying that it's those moments that define a season. And those are the tests. And you have them nearly every week. And you either pass them or they fail them. And you tote them up and you count them at the end. I think he's exactly right. Like, the difference in this season, the Tulane loss will never look good, no matter what. And the Missouri loss, they were outclassed. But I kind of agree with them there, that in the end, we would look at this very differently, wouldn't we, Jeffrey, if they had beaten Navy and UCF?
100%.
That they didn't beat Navy and UCF.
They beat Navy and Tulane, though.
Right.
We look at the season.
But they didn't come close to beating Tulane. They could easily have beaten UCF. They should have beaten UCF. And so, again, they didn't. I'm not counting them as W's. I'm just saying that his point is that it's in that sort of crucible of you're going to win those games or lose those. And some years you win them. And you win them because either you have players who make plays, or there's some of it's luck. And a lot of it is because you have big-time players who make plays in those moments.
Yes.
See Anthony Miller.
Yes.
And if you had and
see John Avery,
he's got eight seniors, and he said coming into the year, that was a question for us. And he said, honestly, we're still looking for answers there. You know, it's not all been completely answered. He's not down on the team, but he's just, is it a test? Yes. Just like last week was a test, just like the previous week was a test. It was a fascinating conversation. You can read about it. I was going to write a column, and I said, you know what? I'm not going to write a column about it. I'm just going to go ahead and put the whole excerpt, the Q&A, and it's up at dailymemphian.com. What's next?
Here's the bite of the day.
Well, Jeff, one more time. Let's relive it. Jaren Jackson Jr. throws it down.
Conley drives, gets by Rubio to the rim, right side, missed the layup, but it's jammed home by Jaren Jackson Jr. Great trail on the wing from Jaren Jackson Jr. Conley didn't get it to fall, but the big fella thunders at home. He's got 11.
You know what? I believe every Jazz player out there thought that was a made layup and just stopped, except Jaren Jackson just kept coming.
Jaren Jackson, he just keeps coming.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. What's next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Sean Salisbury will join their program 11:25 for Sean. I'll be hosting the Eric Hasselstein Show Worldwide Wob. Rob Perez is going to join me at 3:25. Eric will join me around probably 3 o'clock today. GP back in studio. Keith Easterwood at 4:25. Jeff, of course, at 5 o'clock.
You need a raise, man.
No comment.
You are doing some heavy lifting. Got Eric again. Tune in and listen to Jeffrey, man. The hardest working show business. All right, we got to get out of here. We will be back here tomorrow. But for now, I'll work your stuff.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add 2 voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offers 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
You care about your car, so you take it to the best mechanic. You love your dog, so you take it to a vet you trust. So why go with just anyone when it comes to your insurance? With a local Allstate agent, you get expert advice you can trust and the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them to be there when you need them the most.
Call a Memphis area Allstate agent today to get local expert advice on the best coverage for you. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
Ho, 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 ho. The holidays are upon us, and I have something very special to deliver. The most wonderful job of the year. The Williams-Sonoma Distribution Center in Olive Branch is seeking seasonal employees to enjoy great pay, flex schedules, and a modern workplace filled with festive people. Visit WSSupplyMemphis.com. That's WSSupplyMemphis.com. Williams-Sonoma, the most wonderful job of the year.
It's beautiful, cooler weather, so it's the perfect time to get to Outdoors, Inc. to get yourself outfitted to get outdoors. They've got new Patagonia, new North Face, and new Arc'teryx clothing. They've got new Hoka running shoes. They've got new 2019 Cannondale bicycles. And, of course, all these products, lifetime quality, and covered by the store's 100% satisfaction guarantee.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.